Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 2019 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival. We're going to be talking future frames today with my guest, director Signe Birkova from Latvia. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And what's the title of your film?
He was called Chaos Bērziņš.
Right, and so why don't we start off by talking about this film, and given the fact that some of our listeners may not be familiar with it, would you like to maybe introduce it, say a few words, before we can talk about it in more details, maybe about the story or...
Well, the film deals with a very delicate subject. It's an alien abduction story. It's a story about a Latvian guy who has been abducted by aliens, and... His semen was stolen from him. The rest of the plot deals with the consequences of this curious event.
Right. So my questions are usually very direct. You know, I like to ask very blunt questions. Do you believe in extraterrestrial beings?
Yes.
Do you really?
Yeah.
What do you like to believe? Is it because you like to believe in something is out there, or is there another reason behind it?
Well, thankfully, I didn't have any contact with extraterrestrial beings, but...
You said thankfully?
Yeah, thankfully.
Why is that?
Well, because I don't really want to be disturbed.
Right.
And... I don't think there's very much, it's very much friendship-based relationship, let's say, if it's a relationship. So I'd rather not be in contact with them. But yes, I believe that there are beings out there, and there are all kinds of beings and unseen beings, and... But it doesn't mean that I have to be in contact with them directly, or I should have a proof and so on, just like with all kinds of celestial and bestial beings, and aliens are. But I think for me it's I was looking for an allegory for a film, and aliens in this case also were serving as an allegory. If it's a story about the guy who has to accept, who feels very different suddenly as an outcast, or suddenly feels like he's an alien between humans, and in the end he has to accept something that is a little bit his own and a little bit from this huge chaos. Then I have to reveal the plot.
No, yeah, but I'm interested in what you said. You said a lot of interesting things, so I could go either way in this interview. But I would just like to ask you, you said that he feels like an alien, like an outsider, I suppose, in society. Is that also you feel like an alien?
No, I feel very comfortable in society. I'm a filmmaker, and I have opportunities to make my work, and how can I complain about anything? And if I have a problem, then I can then it's my problem and I have to deal with it. But he feels like an alien after the contact with aliens. And then he meets the woman who is, in general, very much alienated from the society, and she feels the connection with aliens.
But there's a little bit of anxiety in the style, I feel like, right? Is that was the intention, I suppose?
Yeah, yeah. It's I think it's this estrangement effect. It's not a psychological film, and. When you use estrangement effect in acting and in the rhythm of film and in style in general, suddenly there's a huge space of interpretation and huge space of different kinds of emotions for an audience if it's not so directly psychologically explained.
Yeah, you said estrangement
effect. That comes from Brecht. but it's been used by the all kinds of masters of cinema, Antonioni and Brisson, and of course Kaurismäki films are very much interwoven with this estrangement effect. It's a style, and it's a specific approach. It means that it's not psychological acting, and so it's not method acting. It's something else.
Like expressionism.
Yeah, it's expressionism is very very stylized.
I'd say this film is very stylized too, though.
Thank you.
It's a good. Is that a compliment?
It's a compliment. I would take it as a compliment.
Right off the bat, like in the introduction, you feel like you're almost watching something, an updated version of one of those groovy short films from the 20s, you know, by the surrealists. Is that also an influence?
I'm a very big film history fan, and I adore film history, and that's where I got all the time. I don't know, feeding from it, from the old cinema and also silent cinema. Of course, expressionism has made a big impression on me.
Expressionism has made a big impression, is great.
Yeah, German expressionism and early silent films and Buñuel's and so on.
Yeah, the sensibility of, I guess maybe that's why I thought, you know, initially that it reminded me of that type of visual language. It's interesting, is that like a way of thinking, I suppose? And what I'm trying to ask you is, are you concerned with constructing your own visual language in your filmmaking?
I don't really. I try not to reflect too much what I do and how I do. I think it's not healthy for my mind to think about what I do and what is my style, whatever. I think I have to focus on the film, on the inspiration. I have to follow inspiration, idea, and then I have to make it in film, and that's the only thing I should be thinking about, not about me. Or, of course, I have to analyze the work afterwards in terms of what should be done better and so on. But I take work seriously, but I don't think I should take myself too seriously.
But isn't that hard? I mean, you know, when you have to pitch the film, when you have to go through a certain process, isn't it difficult to kind of not overthink what you're doing?
Going through pitching is always very nerve-wracking, but at the same time it's a huge adrenaline. I kind of like it. I like it. I like to be in competition. Yes.
You like to be put on the spot. You like to be put under the spotlight.
No, it's something that...
Stage fright or something.
It is very, very unpleasant to go through pitching in general. But then, if you've done it, if you went through it, it's something... I've been pushed out of my comfort zone, and then I kind of feel that I've experienced something. It's good.
Okay, so we're actually running out of time, but I just wanted to ask you a very quick question at the end. I mean, what's your experience been like here as part of the Future Frames? What are you expecting to get from this experience?
I try not to expect anything. Only from myself. No, I think if I...
That's a good... I'd say that's all you need to say. And sometimes if you expect something, maybe you'd be terribly disappointed.
No, I think you have to work and think about your film from the morning till the evening, and then somehow maybe, you know,
sure.
Not to expect from others to bring you something on the plate.
All right, thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.